The top American in charge of rebuilding Iraq arrived in Baghdad today. Paul Bremer takes over from Jay Garner, the retired general who's been in the capital since April 21st. Bremer says he now faces, quote, a wonderful challenge to help the Iraqi people regain control of their own destiny. News analyst Daniel Shore says the U.S. has set itself a challenge indeed as the occupying power of a country of 23 million.
Having enjoyed the fruits of victory in Iraq, the Bush administration is learning the hard way about the burdens of occupation. The administration has clearly botched the first month of the post-war era. It acted as though endless gas lines, looted hospitals and museums were part of the untidiness of war. Without clear authority or adequate military power, in an atmosphere of pervasive fear, General Jay Garner's staff of 800 functioned from inside a walled palace. It didn't have much contact with people suffering from unbelievable privation and rapidly coming to blame their liberators. Many of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party minions continued in their old jobs for lack of more trustworthy Iraqis. The Garner team has now been recalled, including Ambassador Barbara Bodine, one of the most fluent Arabic speakers of the lot. And today, phase two started. Paul Bremer, a Reagan counterterrorism expert, is being given the mission and the authority to try to avert a looming breakdown in civil order that would make a mockery of liberation. The Bush administration, generally not very high on international treaties, has advised the United Nations Security Council that it is forming with Britain a unified command called the Authority. The draft resolution filed last Friday cited the Hague Regulations of 1907 and the Geneva Convention of 1949 that spell out the powers and the obligations of an occupying power after a successful invasion. That means that Bremer will be able to deploy American and British forces to guard the streets and pursue the looters. He will also presumably have authority to dispose of existing and future oil revenues. He will certainly have a say on when authority should be transferred to an Iraqi body. Under the pressure of threatening chaos, the United States is being forced into an unaccustomed role, virtually full responsibility as an occupying power for a country and its 23 million people. This is Daniel Shore.